you for tuning into the Work For You podcast with Christian, Tyson, and me, Whitney. Today, we're going to be talking about something that's a little controversial in the business community, and that's the idea and implementation of a shortened work week. As usual, we'll be giving you an introduction to the topic, and then we'll examine the structure of a four-day work week, how it affects employees, and how this transition might affect employers as well. And because of today's environment, we'll be discussing how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected prospects for these alternative scheduling options. Right off the bat, what does the Work For You crew think of working 4 days instead of five?
I think a shortened workday will benefit the employees, the employers, and the business in a great way. By having shorter hours, employees will be less tired, less burnout, less stress, and they'll have more time to rest and recover and get ready for the next day. I think that the process will be healthier as far as work-life balance goes.
I can see a shorter work week being a good and a bad thing. If the shorter week meant 10-hour days, I think once the halfway mark hit, productivity might start to slow down. On the other hand, in general, there's definitely a lot of motivation in having 3 days off instead of just two. But then that makes me question whether or not employees would eventually get used to the 3-day weekend and if it would then be less motivating.
Me personally, I definitely would love a 3-day weekend, but enough about us. Tyson, can you give us some history on our current work hours?
Yeah, so just a little background information. So nearly a century ago, people were working regularly over 12 hours a day in manual labor jobs. And long story short, the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 was passed to increase employment, relieve the stresses of long work days, set minimum wage and overtime pay for all full and part-time workers. And most importantly, it established a 40-hour work week. However, as industries today are becoming less labor-intensive and more tech-driven, employees still face stress and burnout from their jobs. In fact, even though overtime pay compensates employees for working overtime, a study showed that about 40% of adults are regularly working over 40 hours a week.
That definitely makes a lot of sense, Tyson, especially because in a lot of industries now, people can't just work 9 to 5 and then they're finished. Sometimes their work isn't even close to being done, and depending on the job, some things might need attention after hours. At some point, employees get tired, and this affects productivity. There have been debates around the effects of a 40-hour week, which has led to the discussion of alternative work schedules.
What do you mean about alternative schedules, Christian?
So the Research Foundation for the State University of New York released several alternative schedules, which include staggered hours, a compressed work week, and a compressed pay period. The staggered hour schedule has employees starting and ending their day at different times, like starting at 7, 8, and 9, and then ending at 3, 4, and 5, respectively. The compressed pay period schedule includes employees working 80 hours over 9 days, so they have an extra day off every 2 weeks. And the compressed work week schedule, which is mainly what we're focusing on today, mostly consists of employees working 40 hours in 4 days, and most commonly 10 hours each day. And then they have 3 days off.
How can we implement a 4-day week since we're so used to doing 5 days?
Well, the U.S. hasn't quite started in implementing compressed work weeks, but a couple of companies overseas studied how the 4-day work week would impact their employees. They still only required 8 hours of work each day, but both companies found huge increases in productivity. In March 2018, Perpetual Guardian, which is a corporate trustee company in New Zealand, conducted the first 4-day week trial for 8 weeks. At the end of the trial, Perpetual Guardian saw job performance was maintained in 4 days, staff levels were lower by 7% in their stress, work-life balance improved by 24%, and team engagement levels increased by 18 to 20%. The trial was so successful that the company implemented the 4-day week on a long-term basis. Then, in August of 2019, Microsoft Japan followed suit and implemented the Work-Life Choice Challenge. Similarly, the entire workforce had 5 consecutive Fridays off, so they were working less hours in the week, but were still getting paid the same amount. Following the trial, Microsoft Japan saw that productivity in the company improved by 40% and meetings were held more efficiently. In a post-trial survey asking how many days employees would like to work given a constant pay, the company found that 34% supported a 4-day week while only 28% chose the current 5 days.
Sounds like there are some great benefits that come with a 4-day week, Whitney.
Seems like it, Tyson. A Gallup poll stated that 2/3 of full-time workers experience burnout on the job. 23% of workers felt burnout always or very often, while 44% said they felt burnout sometimes at work. In an article by WeWorks, a 4-day week can reduce employee stress, have a better work-life balance, and increase their production and happiness at work. This removes that burnout feel. Also, it can have a positive effect on environment with less travel for those who have to go into work.
What about salary versus hourly employees? What are some disadvantages of a four-day week for employees?
With any controversial topic, you have your pros and your cons. For salary employees, a four-day work week load still has 40 hours, so that wouldn't change their payroll. For hourly employees or non-exempt, a four-day work week can get complicated due to individual states' overtime rules. For example, employees in Alaska, California, and Nevada can't work more than 8 hours a day, so employers will have to pay them additional 8 hours of overtime per week. This sounds great to get paid overtime, but it also affects your vacation time and the ability to work more hours if you need it. Also, this doesn't make up for the fact that some full-time workers have part-time jobs for additional income, and the four-day work week could cut that ability if the pay doesn't increase. Some other cons with a four-day week for employees are longer days with 10 hours, missing deadlines potentially, limited networking opportunities to advance your career, and a disruption in daily routines, especially for household with childcare needs.
I definitely see how the shortened work week would affect different kinds of employees, but Tyson, how would it affect companies and management?
From an employer standpoint, a big advantage with having shorter work days and work weeks is that organizations will have a higher employee retention rate, meaning employees will be less likely to leave or quit their jobs because the reality is, let's say one company, Company A, has shorter working hours and is productive, and Company B runs a traditional 9-to-5, 5 days a week. That employee will more likely stay with Company A, and bosses and managers will be happy because their workers will want to work there rather than go anywhere else. And also, according to the Harvard Business Review article, this case for the 6-hour workday by Steve Glavesky, he pointed out that organizations are spending big money on digital transformation, but they could reap an immediate and far more cost-effective transformational benefit just by changing the way they work instead of what they used to work. By changing the time, they could lower their overhead and save money.
Sounds like a great thing for the businesses that can participate because not every industry can, but there are costs for organizations that choose to implement the four-day work week. FastCompany.com stated that shorter days can become expensive to maintain, affect customer satisfaction, say if they're unable to reach anyone within those 4 days, become more difficult to monitor employees' performance, increase liability issues. Say if your employee is fatigued and they get into an accident while at work or on the way to work, and it can be overall detrimental to your business because, again, your competitor can still be at 5 days.
You guys make some great points about how this decision might impact employees and companies. So thank you so much for that.
Of course, Christian, we've given our thoughts on a shorter work week and how it might affect employees and employers. But today we have two special guests here to give us their personal insights on the topic. For the people listening, please welcome Jason Smith and Don Long. Feel free to introduce yourselves.
Hey, hello world. I'm Jason Smith. I'm the owner and founder of Sales Synergistics, and I'm also an employee of Aslan Training and Development, helping businesses incorporate better synergy between sales, marketing, and operations. And my good friend Don Long here is working with me in the veteran circles for a long time.
Quick introduction, Don Long, Long Insights, LLC, dedicated to helping businesses with the organizational redevelopment and also a veteran advocate. And glad to have this opportunity to be with you today, Tyson, to talk about this compressed work week.
All righty. So to kick things off, do you think that shortened work weeks can improve productivity and boost revenue for organizations? Why or why not?
You know, I think what we have to realize on top of what Whitney had to say earlier, I mean, there is a psychological aspect that it has to people when it comes to work-life balance. So many companies for so long, it was pushing the envelope to go overtime, which basically diminished our mental power because as our bodies get tired and worn out, we can't think effectively. So I think the compressed work week, the psychological aspect it has, I think it energizes people, right, to use their minds more. And that's a great benefit of having a compressed work week.
The theory would be if there is only 4 days in the work week, you see people during the work day spend less time YouTubing and spacing out and looking for that extra time because they know that there's less time in the week to get the work done. So you might see greater productivity from that perspective.
All righty, thank you. Now, do you think a 4 day work week, but with 10-hour days might yield better results than 8-hour days or vice versa?
Well, for me, in seeing 4-day work weeks, and again, this depends upon the size of your organization and the type of operation you have, but I've seen companies that have had basically staggered work weeks where you had individuals, for instance, that might work Monday through Thursday, but then you had another part of your crew that worked Tuesday through Friday, so that you would always have some bit of overlap within the organization. So the operation is still going 5 days a week, but the people only working 4 days, again, getting all the other benefits that both that we've mentioned here so far, but also, you know, helping with things such as, you know, space occupancy. Sometimes a business can just have so much going on that people are actually tripping over each other. So sometimes dividing up the workforce that way helps in working your shifts out that way.
And just one last question to ask you too. So, like, what strategies can you implement to monitor that your workers are still being productive in the amount of time that they're working?
I want to first address the cultural shift. Monitoring your workers is like watching your dog, make sure it doesn't chew up the couch, right? We're all looking for organizations, especially now, you know, in this generation of people going into the workforce, we're looking to be equal partners in a business and we don't want to be considered workers. So shift your thinking towards from monitoring performance and cracking the whip and counting beans towards, like Don talked about, finding ways to single out the top performers and incentivize compensation. And the creativity will flow from that versus trying to look behind people and track and oppress and bean count them to death. That's going to help get more productivity right away. And you'll feel better about tracking what they do if you're trying to give them incentives.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time and your input. And me, Whitney, and Christian, we wish your organizations the best of luck.
Thanks, Tyson. Thanks for having me here today. Appreciate it. Everybody have a great week.
Have a good one.
Okay. Jason and Don really gave a lot of great information. So a big thank you to them again for taking the time to speak with us. Like with any major business decision, it's important for employees to consider which, if any, shortened workweek option fits their company the best. This would include considering how employees feel about the transition and if it could be voluntary rather than mandatory, as well as how the transition could affect customers and business transactions and testing different strategies before fully implementing one.
Let's take a shift a little bit and talk about COVID. Obviously, the outbreak came out of nowhere and escalated very rapidly, and it affects people on a physical and mental level, the way we work, or if they can work at all. As a result, companies have been considering alternatives in the way they operate, which includes the schedules
they implement. That's very true, Tyson. And not surprisingly, the 4-day work week is something that's being considered much more seriously. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, suggested that a 4-day work week could actually boost the country's economy. She said that if individuals use long weekends to visit and support local businesses, the activity could compensate for the lack of tourism.
Going off that, a group of economists in various editorials, such as the New York Times, promoted the idea of a 4-day work week to reopen the economy. They suggested that after working for only 4 days, people should quarantine for 10. This will provide at least part-time employees more opportunities to work while also giving coronavirus symptoms an opportunity to become apparent before returning to work.
When you guys mention it, there's always seems to be a nice connection between a 4-day work week and remote work. Josh Miles, president and chief creative officer of Killer Visual Strategies, said that shortened work week better equipped them to shift to fully working remotely. And this pandemic shown us that there's no standard that fits every industry and every business operation. But flexibility is a major factor in operating more effectively moving forward.
And if you consider working remotely with what the economist said, even more work could get done while people are in quarantine.
And that definitely opens up a nice transition into split schedules where employees might work some days in the office and some days at home. As we move forward in the pandemic, I feel like that's definitely the best approach and provides the most comfort and ease to employees.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today. But thanks so much for listening to today's podcast, Work For You. And we wish you all
a great
week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.